Welcome everybody, Shir number 1484. We're learning today Lulu Nishmas Moshe Deif Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lulu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refu Shalema Harab Yeshua Ben Brindle, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so now we basically finished the halachas in reference to running, exercise. Obviously, there's always various different things that come up, more shalas that come up, as we always say. As those shaylas questions come up, we will try Bezras Hashem to present them along the way. But the basic concept we have, when one could run, when one can't run, exerting energy, and so on. Okay, so that is one of the categories which we've been talking about in Divrei Kabbalah. Now, there's another category which I'd like to start today, Bezras Hashem. The basic concept of that is, the new category, is basically called Mimsei Chefsecha, I'm sorry. Again, it's part of the psukim that we spoke about. We're not going to go through all that again. And these set of halachas are basically talking about like this. We said one can run, fine. But what I could do is I could walk. Baruch Hashem, I could walk. I could take a leisurely walk, fine. But let's say I would take, I'm just going to give an example now if we could understand. Let's say I have a construction site somewhere. I'm building a house, right? Or whatever, for my job. And on Shabbos, it's bothering me. I really want to know what's going on. There's nobody working over there, but I just want to know what it looks like. I wasn't there Thursday. I wasn't there Friday. Shabbos, I could walk anyways. I'll just, sort of like walk over there, take a leisurely walk over there and see what's going on. I'm taking a leisurely walk and I'm not going to run, but I'm going to look at something which is basically not allowed to be looked at on Shabbos. Okay, so that is one of the examples. Again, we're going to go, there's various different examples. And how the Sefer Lamates Malachas brings it down, just to read what he says, the word, he brings it down on page 98, says, does the Sefer Lamates Malachas, Mimse Chefsecha, pursuing weekday occupations. The words of the Navi also restrict one from engaging in weekday occupations, even if these occupations are not any form of malacha whatsoever, right? I'm walking over 10 blocks. I took a leisurely walk. I didn't run. I didn't jump. What did I do wrong? But I'm going to do something I'm not allowed to do. So he explains it. It's cut up into two different categories. Number one, preparations for a malacha after Shabbos, which is in our case that we just spoke about, which is actually quoted from the Sefer Lamates Malachas on page 99. And the preparing for a malacha for after Shabbos, I can't do any construction, right? It's my construction site, whether it's my own house or work or whatever the case might be. Right? And that's number one. Number two, it's a business-like and similar occupation, on Shabbos. In other words, it's a weekday type of thing having to do with business. And I'm sort of like preparing because of the fact that I'm going to see what exactly is going on. And, someday we could do this and do that, whatever the case might be. Okay. So the preparation to do the malacha after Shabbos, he explains like this. One may not make any efforts, again on page 98, whether by means of action or speech, okay, we're dealing now with action. We're going to talk about the Isra of the Dabedava, how that works, right? If somebody actually, you're allowed to talk on Shabbos, right? But could I say something with my mouth that's not allowed to be done? Like I'm going to say, well, Motzi Shabbos, I'm going to call my friend and talk to him about this and this on the telephone, right? What did I do wrong? I'm talking. I'm allowed to talk. What's wrong with talking? No, but you're not allowed to say things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but we'll see how that works. But over here, we're dealing with actual actions, right? He took a walk, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. But he did it to a place and a place and time and how it was done in a way that it's not allowed to be done. So he brings like this. One may not make an effort to serve somehow to expedite a malacha or a rabbinic restriction that one wishes to do after Shabbos. So again, the case that we just spoke about, which is the case from the Lamates Malachas, he brings down like this. One may not inspect the site where construction of one's house, construction of one's home, business, or whatever the case might be, is taking place to see what is needed or what improvements might have to be made, obviously, which would involve malacha. Now, the distinction over here is, what does it mean, mimsei chefsecha? You're going after your things, but there was no actual action that was illegally, that was not halachically allowed to be done. It was the action of walking. But since you're doing it with the, sort of with the intention, and you're doing it to going to a place and time whereby it's sort of like preparations for the week, right? Because basically that's what you're doing. Where there's construction going on, and it happens to be your construction, and what's going to happen? Obviously, you're going to start thinking, well, I could put a door over there, I could fix this, we have to do this, blah, blah, whatever the case might be in conjunction with that. So all that would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos, even though the actual action itself, which was walking, would be okay. Just to give another example of how he brings it down to Sefer Lametes Melachos, and we'll try and get into Sefer Klolim also. Says the Sefer Lametes Melachos, one may not go to the dock to inspect a shipment of tools or supplies, right? The person knows, well, they told me I ordered something, whatever, for my business, a certain boatload of stuff or truckload, whatever the case might be. And whatever, it happens to come on Shabbos. I didn't order it for Shabbos, I ordered it for Sunday. But I know that it's their Shabbos. So you know what? I'm walking anyways. I'll walk 10 blocks over and take a quick look of what exactly they did over there. Right? What they delivered, what's there, what type of box. Oh, you're not allowed to do that. Same type of thing. One may not go to the dock to inspect a shipment of tools or supplies or something along those lines. As to, you know, because again, this has to do with a business, has to do with things that are not allowed to be done on Shams. Okay, we're going to continue next time, but this is the introduction. We have an understanding as to this category of what it's all about, which is known as Mimsai Chefsecha. Mimsai Chefsecha, and it's a very important thing which comes up, and it could come up to, you know, various different things. Just to give another interesting example, somebody has, I have to catch a bus after Shabbos, I have to catch a train after Shabbos, right? So I'm going to go to the bus stop a half hour before. What did I do wrong? I'm not getting on the bus till after Shabbos. I'll even make Avdollah at the bus stop, whatever, okay. But all this is part that you're not allowed to do, because again, you're doing some sort of a it's a little bit like hachana, preparation, sort of, but on a little bit of a different aspect, because you're not really doing an action. Okay, but we'll see more details as we go along the way. Thank you for listening. Hatzlocha and brachos. Kol tov.